And let's go right to that story. Joining us now is Adam Minot. He's the correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting on this story from Bush House in London, from where he joins us. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Celeste.
So what happened today?
Well, a very severe attack targeted at three locations in the city of Lahore, which is in the east of Pakistan. Now, Lahore is known as the cultural capital of Pakistan, and until recent times had been viewed really as a peaceful city. But these three attacks, two on police training centres and one on a federal investigation unit of the police, that's where police carry out anti-insurgency operations. And latest figures that we have, and this may well climb, is that 39 people were killed.
So is this a continuation of the string of militant attacks that we've seen over the past week or so, or is this maybe in response to the airstrikes that carried out by the Pakistani military?
We don't know yet, because no one has said they carried out these attacks, but it does look now as though there is some coordinated insurgency action going on, because as you said, there have been a number of attacks during the course of the past week or 10 days or so, including a very daring attack on the military headquarters in Rawalpindi near the capital Islamabad at the weekend, and a few days before that an attack on a United Nations building. And it does now appear as though insurgency groups, among them the Taliban, but other insurgency groups as well, are now apparently able to carry out these coordinated assaults almost with impunity. Their people get killed in these attacks, but they seem to choose their targets at will and attack at will.
Well, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that although these attacks are going on, she doesn't have any doubts of the stability of the Pakistan government. Do you have complete faith in the stability of the Pakistani government?
Well, I think there are now serious question marks over the stability of the government, because if these insurgent groups are able to attack where they choose and apparently when, and when they pick out targets like these police headquarters today and the military headquarters at the weekend, that they can carry out these attacks and the attacks are not prevented before they get anywhere near these installations, then I think there are serious question marks. I mean, the background to these attacks certainly is a campaign being waged against the Taliban in the tribal areas bordering Afghanistan, and that border is very porous, so there undoubtedly insurgent groups have come across from Afghanistan as well. But I think they do threaten the very integrity of the nation, certainly.
Okay, Adam Minot is correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.